3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I feel like I got to put on a sweater or something. It's 78 degrees, man. You catch a chill. It is Friday. We have so much that we're going to deal with. I promise you that. But what do we do on Fridays? All of us, all together? At least for me, I wear red. R-E-D. Remember, everyone. Deployed. Started a couple of years ago by a few Marine moms. And so on Fridays, I make it a point to wear something red that is visible. Does me no good if I've got, like, red underwear. I don't own any red. But let's say I owned red underwear. I would, you know, wouldn't mean anything. Well, so today I've got a lovely red T-shirt on. R-E-D. Remember, everyone. Deployed. What else? Well, let's see. It's Friday. Well, Friday's a day that ends in Y. So, of course, I'm wearing an assortment of beautiful bracelets from my my best buddy down there in Chesterfield, Emily Morrissey, who earlier this week celebrated a birthday. You know that. Emily'sBracelets.com. Happy to wear those. Oh, and yeah, my Peppa Pig hat. Because, well, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. It is the final Friday of the month. In just about 30 minutes, we will bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on Detective Chelsea Tovar of the Major Crimes Unit with the Richmond Police Department. Really just blown away by Detective Tovar, her accomplishments, her ongoing work inside of the Major Crimes Unit. Great, great lady. And that will air at 3:35, 4:35, because it's Friday. My brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski, who during the week is usually found over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And Saturday mornings on this very radio station, 8 o'clock, you get to spend time with Stan in the garage. Yeah, in the garage with Stan Andrewski, the best weekend radio show anywhere. Will air tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Stan. But at 4:35, Stan's going to be dropping by. Okay, Jim Ryan, the president of UVA, has resigned, to which I say, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get out now, if at all possible. Do you have your stuff boxed up? Because I think we could probably organize a caravan out there to Charlottesville to help you put your garbage into boxes and get you out of town ASAP. Jim Ryan has presided over the destruction of UVA in many ways, placing these absurd DEI policies above everything, including academics and academic standards. So this will be absolutely, positively no loss to UVA. It is a great opportunity for UVA to get a president who actually gives a damn about educating students and holding people to account. The other thing that's happened under Jim Ryan's reign, of course, his reign of error, has been the terrible violence and the coddling of students who are busy working hard to support terrorist organizations. So again, Jim Ryan handing in his resume. He's not leaving till August. The only thing better than hearing he's leaving in August would be to hear that he's leaving in July or June. So goodbye. Not the least bit upset to see him depart. We do have an officer with the Chesterfield County Police Department who was shot earlier today. I think you've heard the news accounts of that. I can tell you, having chatted with some folks, he is in good condition. He's going to be fine. His family is doing well. And that's about it for right now. But I would ask you, please, if you are so inclined, remember him in your prayers, because he's going to need, you know, he's going to need prayers to get through this. His family's going to need prayers to get through it. And just step up to the plate. Okay, can we keep our attention in Chesterfield for a couple of moments? I know major wins at the Supreme Court, and we'll talk about those. But let's stay focused on Chesterfield County for a couple of moments. Amanda Pohl, who is Chesterfield County's circuit court clerk and a big time far left progressive Democrat has announced that her office is not working with ICE in any way. As we know, Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been at the Chesterfield County Courthouse locking up criminals. Oh, the horror. I will remind you, despite what Ms. Pohl seems to believe here, this happens all the time. Every day of the week, in every courthouse around America, if someone in that courthouse has a warrant of some sort, they are served and or arrested. Happens every day. There's nothing out of the ordinary here. If you Monday, show up in court anywhere, circuit court, district court, Superior Court, Common Pleas Court. I'm just naming all the names all across the country. Municipal Court, you pick one. Traffic Court. Traffic Court in Philadelphia, we used to serve warrants. Here's one of the reasons why. Number one, you know the person is scheduled to be there. It's one of the few places in the world where the list of attendees is public information. If you have a warrant for a bad guy, and you know bad guy A is actually going to be in courtroom B on Tuesday at 10 a.m., guess what? You're probably going to go and snag him there. But here's what Amanda Pohl, Chesterfield County's circuit court clerk, said. Again, her office is not working with ICE. She described what ICE is doing, in other words, enforcing law, quote, as an unlawful attack on our community and a flagrant disregard for rule of law and due process, end quote. Well, ma'am, let me explain a little something to you about the rule of law and due process, since this is not actually your bailiwick. In fact, let me point out to you what Amanda Pohl says as part of her official website for the Chesterfield County Circuit Court Clerk's Office. Per the Code of Virginia, I'm quoting now, reading right from the site. Per the Code of Virginia, the circuit court clerk is charged with more than 800 statutory responsibilities that are either judicial, non-judicial, or fiscal. The clerk's office is the administrative arm of the circuit court. Administrative. That's all. It's administrative. It is not judicial in any way, shape, or form. That's neither good nor bad. It's simply an acknowledgement of what it is. What the circuit court clerk does. Paperwork. It is paperwork. So how then could Amanda Pohl, with exactly 0 days of experience in the enforcement of law as a career, she is a career social worker who has her own business consulting operation. And if you don't believe me, check out pollforclerk.com. She has her life story up there. Sure, she's a very nice person, by the way. She seems like a very nice person. She just, she's completely and totally wrong about what she just said regarding ICE. She's a social worker by training. And she is a repeat Democrat Party candidate for office. She lost to Amanda Chase in the run for state senate, District 11. It's back in 2019. She really lost to Amanda Chase. 10-point blowout. Okay. Major loss. She has now announced she is running against, or she would like to run against, Congressman Rob Whitman for the congressional seat that he represents, District 1, the first congressional district in our beloved Commonwealth. So why would a non-law enforcement, non-judicial person, a person whose job is, and no offense here, to oversee the operation of a paperwork enterprise. In fact, as part of her campaign, she made clear that everybody knew. She was qualified for the job because of her extensive administrative experience. So why would she offer an opinion on the legality of what a real law enforcement agency is doing? Well, I'll tell you why. Because she is a politician who is seeking her next office. And for her, she would like to be the congressman from that first district. There you go. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got some great stuff coming up. Obviously, today, the final Friday of the month, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor at 3:35 on Detective Chelsea Tovar of the Richmond Police Department. She's in the Major Crimes Unit, and she's just a fine, fine person and a great detective. So it's going to be something you'll want to make sure you are listening to. Hopefully next week, we'll be able to give you more details and air our pre-recorded program with the first ever recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. Love to get that done next week or the week after it at the latest. And Germ, I got to give you an audible heads up here, as I am only slightly distracted. I'm only slightly distracted because I'm texting with my buddy Alex Marlowe, who's the editor-in-chief over at Breitbart. And he's going to get with us probably over the weekend, set up a good time to get him back on the program. I realized I was looking at Breitbart.com today, as I do every day, and something came up with him, and I thought, oh, man, I haven't chatted with him on the air in forever. So put it on my list of things to do, and I didn't ignore it. No, I actually did it. People may or may not be shocked by that, but I legitimately did it. And so we'll get that set up and booked, Jeremiah. I'm actually copying you on one of the texts. Whatever it is, whatever these kids are, you know, with the technology they've got today. In my day, I'm going to tell you, we had a slate and a rock. No, I don't go back that far. I had an English teacher, Mr. Horan, who had this interesting way of speaking. And there were folks in my class occasionally who would say, can I, well, they would ask him, can I borrow a pen? And he would say, no, just like that, no. However, it looks to me like you have a vein and a sharp fingernail. I was like, oh my God, this guy's, it's actually a real sweetheart, but boy, you could not borrow a writing implement from him in class ever, ever, ever. All right, moments from now, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on Detective Chelsea Tovar of the Richmond Police Department Major Crimes Unit. Make sure you're here for that. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. We have had some amazing officers throughout the years. We've had police officers and deputy sheriffs, state police officers, state troopers, a wide variety of special agents at the federal level. And I am so thrilled that our honoree for the month of June is Detective Chelsea Tovar from the Richmond Police Department. Detective Tovar, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's an interesting situation to get a chance to chat with you. We share some commonalities. There's a little Massachusetts connection, although you were in that other part. Apparently, there's stuff west of Worcester. I didn't know that.
West of Worcester.
Worcester. Still a Patriots fan, though?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank goodness. All right, because if somehow you wound up with the Giants or something, we were going to have to find somebody new for June. That's just the way that would go. But good to have you here. You have 17 years in with the Richmond Police Department. Is that right?
I do. Yep.
Tell me a little bit about it. What was the motivation to go from a bucolic Western Mass, Berkshire Mountains, to the city of Richmond as a police officer?
So I came to Virginia for college and never anticipated staying. I was in Northern Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and the plan was always to go back home.
Okay.
But I enjoyed the state. I applied to a couple of police departments right out of college and got hired in Richmond pretty much sight unseen.
Wow.
I'd never even been south to Richmond at the time that I applied. So here I am.
Well, there you are. What's the college major in? Does it translate into law enforcement?
Yeah, it does. My four-year degree was the administration of justice.
Okay.
And then once I got into the field, I became just very interested in the behavior and the background and the psychology of the criminal,
sure.
criminal behavior. So my master's degree is in criminology.
Wow.
Back up north from BU.
Okay. All right. Now, again, I'm just going to warn you, my wife is a BC alum, so there's just a little bit of a skirmish there. But so you are all in on this. What about the family connection? Because this is, it seems like it's almost like a family business with the Tovar group.
It is, yeah. My dad was a police officer for many years, retired from the job, and I wound up marrying a police officer as well, so... He was a police officer in Richmond and retired from there and is now a deputy in Powhatan.
Excellent. Excellent. Talk about some of your assignments. And I want to remind everybody, Detective Chelsea Tovar is joining us. Your assignment right now, major crimes, right?
Yes. Okay. I am assigned to major crimes.
Major crimes Detective Chelsea Tovar from the Richmond Police Department. But that's not where anybody starts.
No.
You got to spend some time on the street. Where were you? What were you doing?
So I was assigned to the very best precinct, 4th Precinct. It was the busiest and the biggest 17 years ago. I'm not sure. Calls for service-wise, if it still is the biggest now, or the busiest. But so I was assigned to downtown, 413, and I loved it. We had a mix of everything from, there was a little bit of violent crime, but there was also just a lot of interaction with the public, and there was accidents and DUIs, and depending on the time of day, dictated, the calls that you were responding to. So I did that for a couple of years. And then I became the environmental officer for 4th Precinct, so dealing with a lot of the CAPS complaints and worked with code enforcement and public utilities to kind of think outside the box and, addressing crime, but in a different way, adding lights, cutting the grass, kind of some of the...
So sort of the broken
windows,
theory, right?
Right.
Okay. So, so that... was a benefit to the 4th Precinct then, I would imagine.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, they still have environmental officers. I think it's kind of the calls and the problems that don't fit into the typical call for service for the police.
Sure.
It's what the environmental officers get tasked with a lot of the time.
Right. So how do you wind up and when do you wind up as a detective?
I had my first child.
Okay.
And wound up assigned to internal affairs.
Oh.
So I was in that position for just about 10 years.
Wow.
As he was a youngster. And then I had my second child. And then right around COVID and the riots and all of that, the police chief kind of disbanded all the detectives in that unit. We all got booted, and I wound up in major crimes after that.
Well, it's not a bad booting to wind up in major crimes, though, is it?
It was a fantastic booting.
You know, this award is named in memory of Jan McTernan, and Jan retired as a lieutenant from the Richmond Police Department. She was a major crimes detective, A-Squad, I believe you guys used to refer to
That's
them
right.
as, right? Homicide detective. She was an absolutely amazing woman, and she was brilliant. I don't mean just like, oh, yeah, she's smart. She was brilliant. Spoke multiple languages nobody knew, and she had piled up all sorts of education just because she wanted it, not telling anybody about it. And Jan, if she was lucky, maybe 5 feet tall. She was not a big woman.
Tiny, yeah.
Yeah. But Jan went and did things. She was a Marine and a Richmond police officer at a time, in all candor, there just weren't a lot of women that were serving in the Marines. There weren't a lot of women that were serving in the Richmond Police Department. She talked about having to drink milkshakes to make the minimum weight and stand on her tippy toes and hope that nobody was looking in an effort to make the minimum height. But by God, she was determined to do it. And my sense, as I've spoken with people inside of RPD, especially throughout the years, she was a real trailblazer. And I'm just curious, as you are in this major crimes unit, you are truly with the best detectives.
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
You're more than holding your own.
Thank you for that. No, it's very much a team environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm assigned to D team. We are the best team in major crimes. And, you know, the success of all of our cases comes from the team input, and everybody's got their, you know, their own expertises and what they're good at. And our team especially works very well, bouncing ideas off each other, jumping in, picking up, we've got a great forensics team as well that coincides with us. And
But I love it. Well, let me tell you that we give everybody a couple of little gifts. It's not going to get you any closer to retirement. It's not something you're going to be able to invest and think, well, now we can buy the boat. But there are one or two things that that we share. And let me just tell you what they are. Steve Neal is a retired captain out of Chesterfield County, and he wrote a book entitled Toxic Boss Blues. Captain Hudson does not need to be fearful. It does not actually call into account anybody who's doing a bad job, but it is really interesting, given especially your background in trying to figure out the behavior of people, obviously with a focus on criminals, but we have a special set of people that work inside that law enforcement community, as the good guys as well. And this is a great analysis from somebody who was at the highest levels, saw some stuff he liked, saw some stuff he didn't like, and he writes all about it. So that's a little light reading when you're not catching those homicide suspects. Beautiful thin blue line flag made by our friend Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church. And he also serves as the lead police chaplain for the Henrico County Police Division. We have, you're in RPD. I don't have to explain to you for the love of chocolate in Carytown, I hope.
No.
Okay, well, this will hopefully help your next visit to For the Love of Chocolate a little bit sweeter. The owners there are big supporters of the Richmond Police Department in particular, and so there's a gift card for you there. I have a friend by the name of Tony Brewster who is down in Chesterfield County. A couple of years back, Tony organized a golf tournament, because I am pretty sure that is all that Tony does. I don't know if there's a day job in Tony's life at this point, but he organized a golf tournament. He raises money, and we use that money to buy some gift certificates that we give to our Blue Friday honoree. So that is in there. My friend Laura Sylvester is a wonderful baker. And she just discovered her own love for baking, I guess, as a young girl. And a couple of years back said, you know what? This is what I want to do. And so she started her own company. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. Mm. And so you have a gift certificate For her, she will bake you what you want. Not that I'm biased. However, the Julia Katz cake, named for my daughter, is, I think, the best item on the menu. If you like strawberries and real whipped cream, not like that store-bought, real whipped cream. So,
well, this is funny because every time we clear a case and make an arrest, our team celebrates by getting a dessert. So, now I know.
Now you know. Excellent. Jamie Walter, Mike Walter's wife.
Right. Yeah.
Jamie and her kids put together, it's a beautiful note that they put together for each of the recipients. Mm-hmm. There's some gifts in there as well, some gift cards, a special challenge coin. And so you get that. Jan's son, Mike, who owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side of town, commissioned special Jeff Katz show challenge coins, which only recipients of this honor get. So you get one of those. Obviously, you know Jan's other son, Richard, over at the Academy. And then the final little gift is one that's very, very meaningful to me, and it is a thin blue line bracelet. And this is made by a young lady by the name of Emily Morrissey. Emily is celebrating her 27th birthday. Emily has a number of disabilities and challenges, and in school they learned that she had a real love for working with beads. And so her folks, Dan and Kristen, her brother PJ, set up a business, emilysbracelets.com.
Oh.
And Emily makes these bracelets. She makes them for everything, anything and everything. Thin blue line is one of the top sellers. A portion of those proceeds, by the way, a portion goes to the Special Olympics. But on the thin blue line bracelet, the money is directed towards the Line of Duty Death Fund for the Metro Richmond Police Emerald Society.
Wonderful.
And Emily is an amazing young lady. Every day, Emily, her mom takes a picture of Emily working, and I send a picture back of me wearing whichever beads I'm wearing. Here's the promise I said to Emily. I made to Emily, I said, listen, I guarantee you I will wear your bracelets. I can't guarantee you every day, but every day that ends in Y, I got a bracelet on. So
that's awesome.
There's something nice for there.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I am thrilled that you're here. You are more than a deserving recipient, an especially deserving recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, because it seems to me that Jan's legacy is living on with some really solid police officers, especially some really, really talented female police officers, and that's just great to see.
Girl power.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Detective Chelsea Tovar, Major Crimes Unit for the Richmond Police Department. She is our June 2025 recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Coming up at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, host of the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan Andruski is kind of like the star of that show. All right, he is the star of the show. He does a great job. That'll be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., but Friday afternoons at 4:35, Stan drops by right here on this show. Talk a little bit about cars, have a little fun, and try and get a little bit of a sneak peek what Stan might be talking about tomorrow. I can tell you this, that both at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Hinton Ryko, as well as Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. They're doing the special free tests on the air conditioning systems. I was actually over at Arts earlier this week. Nothing major. Lube, oil, and filter. And did a great job, as always. You can't ever find bad service at either Certified or Arts, but I was over there to get the lube, oil, and filter done, and was just chatting with some folks, as I am wont to do, and many people were there, like, hey, we don't actually need anything on the car, but we heard about this free air conditioning test, and hey, it's 100 degrees out. Last thing I want is for the AC to go out, right? Or for the AC to say, yeah, I'm a little tired. I'm not doing it. I'm not working for you anymore. So they were certainly a lot of folks over there at Arts. And it's the same quality, I have to tell you that. And that is because of Stan. It is because of Megan. They're just all about doing the right thing for the right reasons. So Stan will be with us at 4:35. Lovely note here, lovely text, actually coming in from Detective Chelsea Tovar's dad up in Western Mass. I recognize that Western Mass area code. Retired police officer himself. I had the opportunity earlier today, I should tell you, I was over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. And my wife kept saying, you know, you spend a lot of time at the jail. Well, no. I spend just enough time at the jail. I'm not spending extra time, if you will, just enough. But I was over there for a great occasion. It was the graduation of their Basic Officers Academy 25-02. So that happened this morning at their training academy. And it's really great to see people who are inspired to help and call it to serve. And that's what you see over there. So anyway, that's just the way it is. So that was a great thing this morning. Congratulations to those officers and congratulations to Pamunkey Regional Jail, who continually recruits the best and keeps the best. They're great people over there. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.